I'm already kicking now to say it. But the way we're all feeling, you wouldn't know sometimes that we could be so sensitive.
That's true, Alan.
And touch so easily.
That's right. All right. You're right.
And I know that, I know the banner's still on, and I guess the conference is really like a bunch of soldiers going ashore for the weekend or something. We just take a break and all have a good time. But while we're all here enjoying one another's fellowship, I suppose the devil's having a heyday around all our churches. Well, I understand you can argue for that or you can argue against it. And I agree with both of you. And not me compromising. There's a lot of truth in it. But it's a wonderful privilege to be here this afternoon and feel what we feel. Really, there is. Both a lot of us can just give over and have a good cry. It probably would do us good. I'm glad I still all have a cry.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. A lot of people think you're a sissy if you cry. I've seen some of them, the roughest boys be so mad they cry.
Yes.
And they can still fight. Tears and all didn't hinder their swing. But I feel all right here, but I'm scared enough to run too. Just disappear. Brother Garrett was awful anxious to get me on the floor. Another cabinet put me up. I said, Brother Garrett, you're to blame for this. I could have had a few more minutes peace if you had. But you can't put it off forever. Hallelujah. So I'm going to sing a little chorus this afternoon, going along with what we want to teach on. And I ask your prayers that God would give us the mind of the Lord. Anyways, I feel better if I play some.
Please pray.
Holy is the Lord, and my seat is His name. Holy is the Lord.
Lord. I was thinking, I caught something I heard Brother Mifflin saying. I think I can phrase it properly. He said he wanted to see the Lord renew a tenderness or restore a tenderness. I don't know what made me think of it when I thought of deer or antelope or reindeers or whatever. Certain seasons of the year, they shed their horns and there's a change in their physical anatomy because of the season and the climate. And I thought if God took care of nature on that basis, surely the Holy Ghost could prompt a change in us when it was necessary.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
All right, all right.
Come shed the horn.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't even like to think that, but I know it's true. Hallelujah. I'm reading about a deer. I said, Lord, I'm reading my life to keep them a little longer than usual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Lord knows best. Hallelujah. God knows best. This afternoon, God being my helper, I don't know where to begin. I wish I had my little friend here right on the blackboard for me. Would you do it, Brother Chambliss?
Sure, I can write.
That's a positive answer. Hallelujah. Right on there. Yeah.
You lie on there. You can write.
Glory, man.
Where'd all that sweet spirit go when you said that? Didn't have enough room. Need five more.
120.
Don't do it.
That's how long one line?
No, you can make another list over here.
Where'd those horns come from?
Well, you know what he always says, something just hit me in the back of the head. Well, we're having a good time. The good thing we are. I'd hate to be hemmed in as close as we were. Let's ask God to bless this
church. There's no God in this church. We got no many things, but we know that. There's no God before you to ask him. Neither shall there be after you. Hallelujah.
Lord, please, anoint us this afternoon. Tell us to do thy will and works. In Jesus' name, and on our minds and hearts, and on you to praise. In Jesus' name. It's bad to have all your eggs in one basket. But this little lesson, it just has one point. And the reason I wrote that on there 10 times is because I'm going to try to make one fact last about 10 times longer than it ordinarily would. and just say it over and over. But I really need more room than that in some way, because I want to put another word up there, but I won't. This, maybe it would be better if I just explain how I came about this little lesson and what prompted me to teach on it. Sometimes that helps. If it's no good, then you'll have some sympathy anyhow. You'll know what. But I looked around this afternoon, and all these brethren here, they're wonderful men. And they're real men. And I looked at some of those that I know that do the teaching in the meetings, and I thought, well, you, I know God is good, and I know God is wise. And I don't mean this wrong, but it's sometimes I wonder, when they put me up, does God really know his business?
I sure know that.
Because I know myself too well. And I think of what these men could deliver, and then I think, and here I go with some little kindergarten thought. But nonetheless, this afternoon, this is a very bare, basic truth. There's not a lot of dressage or gingerbread tacked on this, but a very simple, plain, bare fact struck my soul just a few days ago. Something we've always believed for years. But I don't know, but all of a sudden I seen where it was a divine necessity to be holy.
Yes, sir. All right, Elder.
And then I had trouble after that. I thought, well, that's a wonderful thought. I fell on and teach that, but now who are you going to get disqualified to teach it? And I get to thinking about all of ourselves. I don't know about you, but just being human, I just soon pass the buck. Because when you think about the holiness of God, you think about the opposite in yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, if you have any sense at all, you will.
That's right. Yeah.
And I have a little. Just enough to realize it. But nonetheless, as some of them know, and I suppose they expect me to mention it, but I came upon a new word. And it was new to me, and at the same time I was introduced to this little word, an idea struck me concerning the Lord. They were talking to me about one subject, and my mind was working on something else entirely. And it had to do with me getting a horse. And, oh, I knew that was... Go ahead and do it all together so you sound like a choir. You know what they said? My God. Hallelujah. I don't care. So anyhow. Hallelujah. But they were... And I had built a little shed that wasn't much bigger than speaker boxes. Now that's true. They were going 4 gallons a day, one garbage can full of feed, one rake, one pail, one window.
You're
wondering. That was it, brother.
You're
wondering. I know, but anyhow, I got tired of all that, so I wanted something bigger, and I started another little building, only this time 4 times that big. That's all the room we had. And all of my stuff necessitated that kind of a building, so I did. And here lately, every, of course, people are, it's my fault, I promoted it, you know, but everything I get now, if it's calendars or I don't know what, pencil holders, I can't think right now, but just odds and ends of all kinds. Keychains, my wife bought me a keychain and they were horse on it. I don't ask for all this stuff. But suddenly my interest in that thing has prompted everybody, you know, start loading you up with a lot of things that pertain to it. And so anyhow, oh, I had bought boots, and I had bought blankets, and I had bought Sam, and I had bought sprays, and you don't know what all I bought. I don't even know. I don't even know what I had. It's all there. But anyway, Brother Garrett would know, Brother Johnson. Pretty dangerous there. But I claim enthusiasm. Hallelujah. And so anyhow, one of the men came up, fellow in our church, and he said to me, "Oh, I bought a pair of saddlebags that I may never use, but they look nice with the decor, you know. But I like the smell of leather, so I just hung them over the head of my bedstead." I don't need him. Oregon's already settled. But anyway, I started making excuses for all of these things, and then after all that, I was in the trailer, went out there to get ready for service, and I got down to pray. For a little while, I said, "God, please talk to my mind and heart, and give me something from your word." And an old familiar scripture came to me very forcibly. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16. "Because it is written, be ye holy, be ye holy, for I am holy." Be ye holy, for I am holy. Behold, it is written, be holy, for I am holy. I don't want to roll up my sleeve too far today, but I must a little. But, well, I don't know how this will sit with you, but I have problems thinking of myself as holy. And you that can't identify with that, you can from now on, because you're just lying.
Yeah.
And nobody is lying. Holy.
That's right.
But I told him, this, he said, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." And I can't tell you, but just in a moment, it all hit me at one time. Just like somebody throw a whole basket of letters, all of it just came. And all of a sudden, it became real to me. Why it is necessary for him to have a holiness church.
This may not even excite you at all.
Yes, sir.
But I hope at least you can get something out of it.
All right.
But we think in terms of holiness because there's a lot of rules in the Bible against sin and against disobedience.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
But there's one above that. And then we think of holiness because we don't want to go to hell. And without holiness, no man is going to see the Lord.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's another one. And they're all valid. I suppose that each man expressed his little idea or just for the moment answer to all of these things, and all of them have a good report. It will all be valid and real. But I've seen something besides all this. Hallelujah. These things are all true, they're all fundamental, they're basic. You can live and die by them. Well, all of a sudden, I don't know whether you call it a different angle of view or something, but I've seen it. Maybe we could say from God's angle.
All right.
And I want to say this afternoon that if you were never interested in holiness, and it may shock you to know that they're not all.
That's right. That's the truth.
I hate to talk about this because to me it looks out of reach. Sometimes. It depends on how you want to see.
Yeah.
I've got enough grace about me to claim it all. With me. Then I got enough sense about me to know I'm going to quit my wisdom. And yes,
hallelujah.
I told one person not tonight. I preach grace to keep myself encouraged. I preach qualify.
Yes, sir.
Somebody didn't like that.
That's good.
As sure as there is a God, there'll be a few that don't like nothing from the time I start to the time I
end. Amen.
Boy,
forget the
view. Well, I became just interested in holiness all over again.
That's good.
For a new reason. Even better than what I had originally. Because suddenly, the idea of being holy. You know, it's one thing to belong to a holiness group.
Mm-hmm.
You can claim membership with a holiness group.
All right.
There's nothing personal about that. In fact, you can be comfortable with a title.
Yeah.
But when it comes to your own self, concept of your own personal holiness,
all right.
That ain't always the best thing to share.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I have reasons today for being interested in holiness. Not for the apostolic minister fellowship's sake.
No.
Alone. Which is a good reason. And then all of a sudden, it is fresh to my understanding today. And God is not going to claim me or receive me in any other state of affairs.
All right.
And in time, he says, be holy.
Mm-hmm.
For I'm holy. And all of a sudden, it just dawned on me. Well, I can put it this way. Look at the things that's called holy in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And of course, I made my little painful list. But one of the names of God,
yes, sir,
It's in the Lord whose name is holy. What are the names of God? Then that's the Lord whose name is holy. Or holy is the Lord of hosts. God's very name, his very title, his very identification of his person is connected with holy. The day that he set aside for himself, he called the day holy. Hallelujah to God. On the day of the Lord, the very day that he set aside for himself was called holy. Is this the Bible seat of the oil? There was a holy anointing oil that represented God's presence or spirit or approval was called holy. The place where God met with his people was called the holy place. When he talked to Moses face to face, Brother Wayne mentioned it last night, said, take off your shoes because you're on holy ground.
All
right. Hallelujah to God. Everything that God touches, everything that he owns, everything that he claims,
yes.
Everything that he approves of, everything that he has anything to do with,
yes.
Holy,
yes.
He is holy,
yes.
He is holy,
yes.
That holy,
yes.
He is holy,
yes.
God holy, and everyone he bows in, he must be holy. Holy man.
Get
the say of the Lord whose name is holy. The holy day, the holy oil, the holy place. Another place, he called them this too. The holy people.
Yes.
The holy people. Another place, he said, the holy temple.
Oh, I spelled that wrong, I don't remember.
Another place, he called it the holy things. The things of the temple were holy. The mountain where God came down and spoke. He said, I'm a holy mountain. He speaks of bringing the brother with what kind of a kiss? A holy kiss. He talked about angels. What did he say about them? He talked about prophets. What did he call them? The holy prophet. And last but not least, he talked about the scriptures and said they're holy scriptures.
The holy
scriptures. I'm going to put that here too.
Holy
Spirit,
holy
note. Yeah. Hallelujah. Everything. Everything that he has anything to do with is
sanctified
by his touch.
Sanctified holy.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Everything he is, it becomes holy by his name. Everything that he claims, everything that he uses.
Yes.
Everything that he has,
right.
Anything that has to do with him,
yes.
Is holy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah. All right. And the reason this came to my mind, and because I learned a new word, I can't even hardly say it. I was a little embarrassed that God is using here. I'm not using it for the sake of using some big word. It only helps me emphasize what I'm trying to bring you this afternoon. And the word is accoutrement.
Well,
that's it. I'm not the only dumbbell in the world.
Which boy?
Ah, what is he doing? Hallelujah.
How you spell it?
Okay. And I know this is right because the school teacher helped me at the mall find it. Hallelujah. At least I think she was. When she wasn't on, I was her student for a while. A-C-C. O-U-T-E-R. M-E-N-T. For a minute. It means trappings, equipment, clothing, arms, or personal belongings. Let me tell you what. Don't get too set. This Bible class can wind up real quick. There ain't a whole lot to it more than what I'm telling you right now. Brother Davis said, help me believe, Lord. What I'm teaching or that I'm going to quit now. All right. Accoutrements. So I said all of that. I'm coming up in my way. I said accoutrements means the general paraphernalia.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. If a man was a bricklayer, anything on his cuff. From his ground and brick and his handiwear. I say the thermos model he can talk me in. It's the whole whole ass. Anything that pertains to his trade, his job, his duty, his qualifications. I don't care what you're saying. It's it. Hallelujah. Even if it don't look like this, it anyway, it's on his race. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right. The Latin on the general paraphernalia on us. The outfit, or the equipment, or the personal belongings.
Yeah.
And suddenly it occurred to me that everything that God has, his whole world, I wish I had.
Don't you kid yourself. Trust on Him and on the Holy Church. Trust on Him and in the Holy Church. He couldn't have it, hallelujah.
For years, but I've been singing a lot lately. Swing down, sweet chariot. Oh, hey! Hallelujah!
Glory!
You've got to be holy. Jesus God. I'm telling you right now, that's a job for him. Because I can try as hard as I could.
All right.
I couldn't give the nail the last lick it needs, brother. God would have to say, let me finish it for you. But I'm aware of it. And I'm well aware that I need to. I thought today, look here, we're going off and not reading all in Scripture. You understand that everything about God is holy?
Everything.
I thought, ain't this a grand subject for naughty boys like us to be talking about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
brother. Hallelujah.
Yeah. But you understand that everything God has and everything God is, I can't go over that all the time, but the whole thing is holy, brother Nephi. Holy, 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 holy.
All right. Yes, Lord.
Woo! You know what? If I don't apply my faith in him, I'd be the only thing he has. And suddenly it occurred to me, God ain't going to mess up his ring. No.
Come on.
Well, I'll show you why in a minute. Maybe you can join me.
All right.
Maybe you can join me. You know, this is funny, I suppose, but you know, if God had a house,
everything
in that house would be holy. Just because he can touch it.
Yeah, yes,
right. Just because he lives there. I understand. If he had a stove, he'd be holy.
Yes,
it would. His bed where he slept would be holy. The chair where he sat would be holy. The steps he walked up on would be holy.
That's right.
The doorpost where it leaned would be holy.
Lord have mercy.
The mat would be holy.
Come on.
The curtains he peeked down would be holy. If God had a house,
everybody,
but I mean, when God said the day is coming, when every pot in Israel will be holy. And I got to that. I said, there's a day in God's plan when the very dishes in the pot of pan and your covers will be holy. Sometimes I can hear my wife when she's in the kitchen. I can hear the fall out, wonderful, hit the floor, the lid's a fire. And I know something going on in it, and I hear it all. I can just think there's a day coming in God's land when one of the people in Israel open their cabinets and the things fall out. It'll play holiness under the Lord. He's going to sanctify it. From God to have an unholy church.
All right. All right.
One reason it ain't within keeping with it. It's not even man's nature coincide. Could I say it with the accoutrement of the divine holy God? Hallelujah. Everything amounted to be holy. Nothing it has would be holy. Everything is a man. Everything he touched would be holy, 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 holy.
Lord.
Lord. Lord. Lord. Lord. I thought, oh my, this is what I have formed for myself.
Right.
And you know, I'm not afraid. But I told you, thing, if I'm with you, a part of his traps, a part of his grave, a part of his world, a part of his smile, a part of, could I say, the rubbish around the house and hold it. Yeah. If I'm going to be the least member, I've got to be holy. And I thought over the years, I've always prayed, God, make me holy.
Yes.
And I had changed that just a little. And I say, God, make me holy now. Sure enough. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. And I won't have partner off with the man.
That's right.
If I'm not. All right. You know what? That desire. That desire ought to re-inspire you to conquer. You know, the Bible says, wherefore said, lay aside in. Yes!
Yes!
That keeps you from being part of that way.
All right.
Holy Spirit. Is it true? Is he? Now tell me, where does Laodicea fit in here?
No.
She wouldn't even, he wouldn't qualify to be in Nostrum. All of a sudden I see now we haven't got no choice. This thing isn't even within good reason to consider anything today's
sentence.
Stop the devil. Said, you're holy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, I'm holy. I'm holy. Oh, God. You know, I hope you see the point.
Yes, sir.
And that's it, brother. Be holy for I'm holy. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3 through 5. I can hardly read this and I just go crazy. Oh, my heart jumped right out of me. Isaiah chapter 6. Oh yeah. Well, I know when I decide to read number 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a high throne. All these self-righteous folk.
Yeah.
You want to know why they feel so good? Because they haven't seen it in a long time.
That's why.
All right. You know, sometimes you know the Bible says humble yourself. So I said, well now, how is the fellow going to do that? So, well, you can get down and you think of all the mean things you ever did.
That's the truth.
And you can think of all these things and try to make yourself humble. You might succeed and you might not. I've these people confess their sins and name them when they're repentant, but they still didn't get the touch they wanted. They didn't seem to get satisfied for something or another. It was just not picking it right. And they still made all these mental arrears. They took inventory initially of all their mistakes and sins. But I have a surefire plan that will work.
All right, sir.
Ain't loose. It's impossible. And you're human enough. You're human enough to understand this. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his name still in the temple. Oh, and above it stood the seraphim, each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, 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 is the Lord. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Sure was holy smoke. Hallelujah. Oh, I know that was a coming. And what makes this wonderful prophet get humble? And that verse says, Then said I, Woe is me. For I am undone, and I am a man of unclean, because I am a man of uncleanness. And I dwell in the midst of a people of uncleanness. One made him conscious of his inadequacy, and for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I didn't realize my lack of holiness until I became conscious of the presence of His holiness.
That's right.
I didn't realize how much I needed to be holy until I began to become aware of spiritually alert and conscious. And began to fathom a mission of living. Of the holiness of God. And with all my mental training to see what God was trying to tell me, the outcome of it all was, I
said, Lord, have mercy.
And all I can say is, if you want to feel real small, go down to some distance and stand between them skyscrapers. Stand between that tall building and try to look up. It makes you dizzy. And it's the only way that you can create a physical circumstance that gives you an intellectual awareness of how small you really are.
Yes, sir.
And I thought what I read in this prophet was not a sheer judgment whoremonger.
No.
The Bible said that the Word of God came by holy men.
Right.
I said it was a holy man,
yeah,
a righteous man, an anointed man,
right.
A chosen man.
Right.
But even a man like that, when he sees him high, and he says, I'm a man,
Right.
He'll know.
Yes, sir.
Whenever they get a vision of what he is,
right.
And who he is,
right.
And where he is,
yes.
And what there is all about him, hallelujah to God. He's holy. You ever see the dirt and the vine and the manger and the holes when I cry. That's all I was doing to realize this moment. I don't care how little I see. I don't care how much it brings. And how faithful and how diligent you are now. Your walk. Your little life seems to be inadequate. Hallelujah. Just seeing the Lord high and lifted up. It touches them, being I don't have the vocabulary, but at least realizing what he was really seeing.
Yeah.
Made him realize what he really was. And what he really was. Oh, God. We used to sing the chorus, "Don't lose your vision of Jesus." With your eyes steadfast on him. Many friends and dear loved ones have lost their way. They lost their vision of him.
Yes.
My,
oh, yes. Right.
Hallelujah.
So,
and of course, we can't stay in this little section forever, but said, "Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand. When he had taken with the tongs off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, 'Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.'" I suppose I'm a little fundamental, but all I can think of was the fire that fell at Pentecost. But I think it should be encouraged, hallelujah, in prayer, in worship, in praise, in adoration to God, hallelujah. That's what it's for, to praise the Lord. The Bible says they spoke with tongues and prophesied, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God put that manifestation in you to glorify him. Now let it do the job, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, said God. Psalms chapter 93, verse 5. We're almost to the end, but Psalms chapter 93, verse 5. I thought of Elder Ballesteril. He had this portion of this scripture on a big sign across his auditorium. "Thy testimonies are very sure." And what does it say? "Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever." It's sure you're born. If it ain't a house of holiness, it's not his house.
That's right. Right, right.
Because everything has to be holy.
Everything.
That pertains to his divine accoutrements. Do you understand what I'm saying? All of holiness. You just can't own a land with about a whole bunch of other stuff that it takes to maintain it. Or a car. Or a horse. Or whatever you have. You'll have. If you have nothing but a goldfish bowl, you'll have all kinds of little gadgets to clean it, to fill it, to read it, to do all this kind of thing. And anything that God has is holy. You can't just, how in the world can I say that, little nigger? But you can't be part of his hand. But you can't be part of stuff.
All right.
Everything about me is holy.
Holy.
My Bible rings with it.
Yes.
It drips with it. It's saturated with this thing.
Yes.
It's ready to look at anything you see in us. Holy.
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 All right.
My Lord.
Angels all. Here's the that holy thing which shall be born of thee.
Hallelujah.
And we're now really on this concept now. Man, he was a holy thing. You and I can never be claimed and joint heirs of him unless we're another holy thing.
Right.
This
thing
not be holy to
you.
This ain't no joke.
No,
it just can't belong to the Lord. It just it's a remind me of another clue in your illustration, may I or can I? No, may he tell us that so much. And it hits here that it's just an impossibility. It just can't belong to the Lord. You just can't be God. You can't be part of him. He won't claim you. You don't make him stop. And then you're holy. Hallelujah. Has everything he has, everything he played, everything he done, everywhere he's been, everywhere he is, everything he owns. Holy, 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 holy. Holy angels, holy scriptures, holy testimony. And unless you and I are holy, we would be the one of the only thing that was holy. And I can't believe that that would work.
That's
no. I just know. There's no other way we'll have to be holy through all the
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll just have to be holy through. Doesn't matter whether a man breathes that or not. Don't. It don't matter whether she breathes that or not.
Right.
It's true anyway.
Right.
So I don't believe that. Well, don't believe it then. You've got to be holy to be a part of his can you understand? This is a very simple little thought, not a whole lot. Well, we're just so old. But holiness becomes a help for us. Well, it might help if I look at Isaiah instead of Psalm. Yeah. And they shall call them what?
The holy people.
They'll call them the holy people. The redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called what? One M. You better believe that. When a person attains satisfaction in the eyes of God, you won't be forsaken. You better believe that. Hallelujah. You'll be called and sitting up for shepherds. God ain't going to leave nothing behind that belongs to him.
Well, that's it.
I want God to claim me so bad. I don't want God to come back here and take two or three folk and leave me out. But I'll tell you one thing. He ain't snatching up anything that ain't holding.
That's right.
Right. You just might as well know it. You've got to be home for it.
Right.
All God's stuff is holy. Whether it's this nor non-Jewish people, young man, whatever pertains to him, his lot, not in man, his whole place is holy. And you can't be part of it, you can't be included in it, unless you're holy. He says, be holy. Why? For I'm holy. I'm holy. I'm holy.
That's right.
I'm holy.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, you know, to be clean by Him. But He said they shall call them the holy people.
Yes.
They'll call them the holy people. I can get ornery there and say, well, we're known for our shout and our music and a lot of things, but they're white books and they call them the holy people. Not just the shouting folk.
All right.
Not
all
just
right.
The singing folk.
All right.
The holy people.
That's it.
Holy. That's right. You know these last two, and I'm not close. Isaiah chapter 22. Revelation. I'm sorry. Revelation chapter 20. You know what it is, too. Verse 6. Blessed and holy is He that has part in the first and the last. On such the second death. Had no power. Brother, I'm going to tell you what. You either be holy or you have it.
Holiness
would
help.
We laugh and joke about the whole cliche that he just makes it holy for him. It was that and that was that.
That's what we
have. Either
holy
or you have it.
That's right.
Old sister met down the mother and the former pastor of the church where I'm at. One time she talking to a neighbor in the neighbor's house. She was a woman. She said to old granny one day, she said, well, said, tell you what, granny said, if we miss him and we missed it all, she said, oh, no, you haven't, said, hell's a wicked. I never forgot that. You haven't missed it all.
That's right.
Right.
No.
Right. The best thing we can do is just paddle a little harder.
Oh, Jesus.
Throw a little harder. Blessed and holy is He that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power. They shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. I suppose I can put doubts in your mind and I can make you questions. But I know my key. But I can think of myself as a preacher, a teacher, a pastor, a husband, a wife, a father, a brother, a neighbor, a piano player, a singer, whatever, or a driver, or whatever. So what, and I can say that quick and easy. But when I think of myself as holy, I slow down. That takes a little more thought. That's not an easy title to attain to. To say, oh, well, Jesus paid it all just by faith. Well, I understand that's part of the explanation. But if it's that simple, He wrote an awful big book explaining a simple thing.
Right.
All
Nobody would like to believe it any more than me.
Yes, sir.
But I know it's too much for my own good. No way, brother. There ain't but one answer for this thing. And then it's the same case. Sometimes we can talk one another in the nice little things, but we got one more guy to convince. I don't mean to refer to it in a sad title, but there's a God that he know what he meant.
That's right.
Sure. Well, I kissed him then. Satisfying.
Right.
He walked me to read that book until I finally arrived at what he meant when he said that. And he told me to study to show myself approved of the gospel. I got to meet God. Do not believe it until God pronounces you holy. Right. God says you're clean. You couldn't be a Christian. And if God says you ain't clean, you can have the whole world vote you in. Where shall I go? God says, burn that down, God. He's not clean. God's got the old folks that counts in
that. All right.
Sometimes politicians, they keep people's vote. You and I better be begging him for his, huh?
Say that.
I want God on my side in that.
All right.
Everything that he is. I have to say something there, some of you, but I'll tell you what I hope to. I don't know if there's any difference in degrees or position in Christ. But if there is, I hope he's a bigger mediator than he is a judge. Thank you. I hope he's a bigger advocate than he is a law. I better know that the biggest part of that is mercy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. And it was a relief of doubts in the waste. We're all dangerous now. We need the Lord.
Yes, sir.
We need everything to ever care for us.
My Lord and my God.
Hallelujah. Precious. I didn't mean to make everybody sober. I know the book. I know, but you just can't build your whole doctrine on one little
Christian.
But I was down in the same hit the sheep holy.
We need that.
Well, there's nothing else you can do when a man says he's holy. Well, I understand. Well, they say some other time, but right now he's holy.
That's good.
Hey. You have to do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Well, last but not least, Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Hallelujah. 4:8. And the four leaves had each of them six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night. What were they saying? Holy, holy, holy,
holy.
Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. From the very beginning of Genesis to the last chapter of God's deed book, the theme is about the holy God. The holiness, the purity of God.
Oh, yes.
And he has a people. And they're a part of his things.
Simple thing, but I just know that I'm just sure there's a hidden home.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, you do. You could be a stupid fool and not bother with it. But fire will change your mind. We'd like to ignore that, too. But can't. We didn't write it. We sure better read it.
Right.
And the book says, blessed is the man that readeth the words of the Son. I said, Jason Holman, I said, well, if one thing you can take consolation in, there won't be nothing on the test that wasn't in the lesson. There won't be anything on the test that wasn't in the lesson. So we better reread the old book and find out. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, praise the Lord.
The old song said, and sometimes it causes me to tremble. Yes, tremble, yes, tremble. Hallelujah. You read this. There's laughing places, shouting places, praying places, searching places, and then there's trembling places. You say, well, are you unsure? No, but I ain't blind either. And I know that when Isaiah seen the Lord high, suddenly one of the greatest, finest, purest, holy, chosen men of God, his confession is, I'm undone. Woe is me, for I am undone. And I'm a man of uncleanness. And I dwell among the people of uncleanness. When you see people feeling pretty good about themselves, maybe they just haven't seen him lately.
Yes, sir.
Maybe. And I never have felt like God dangles me over hell every day. I'm always self-saved, says God. And I just can't ignore my duties. And he said, be holy. Be holy. For I am holy. Everything about me matches the little vessel, but you could elaborate on that in any direction. It's holy. It's holy.
You appreciate the Word of God today.
Yes.
I appreciate the touch of God we felt upon the meeting again today.
Yes.
It's our first song here. Those of you that know something about a touch of God, we've had the touch of God here today. Praise God. Every word was fitly spoken. And Brother Evan, as always, has given us something to take home with us. Praise God. Amen. You appreciate this good Bible. Appreciate this good Bible lesson. Thank God. Amen. Some of us are so glad that we're here in Trinity. Praise God. He was good one in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I was thinking of something else a few moments ago. Last night, service, thinking today. The Bible said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I feel unity is very good. If a preacher feels that, say amen. I think we're here for one purpose, Amen. And I thank God for it. And tonight we're going to have wonderful little God of the Coons going to be preaching. We're looking forward to that great service tonight in Decatur. Council Elders will be meeting right after this service. Choir will be approaching here on the platform right after this service. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Evans, for this good Bible lesson today. Let's just all lift our hands right now and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that is filled in this place. Thank you, O God, for your word, the ladder to our feet, the light to our pathway. Oh, thy word is profound in reading them today. Thy word is the joy and rejoicing of our hearts. So let's show people. Give us a great Holy Ghost service tonight. Anoint the world. Anoint the cool tonight to preach to us the word of God. Amen. Help us to get together and help us to pray things up. Oh, help us to obey thy glory cause. Let the glory of God fill the house. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Blessed be your name. Thank God. God bless you. Turn around, shake hands, and